Elul is an important month in the Jewish calendar. But what's the avoda of Elul? What's the spiritual worship that we should be engaged in, the spiritual work that we should be engaged in over the month of Elul? So the Rebbe, in a sicha from the year 1954, explains that Elul can be summed up in one avoda. We say in the capital Tilim, L'dovah Hashem Eiri, Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem. I have asked one thing of Hashem. And the Rebbe says that we can interpret this as achas, that the idea being that the avod of Elul is to connect with Hashem Echad, connect with unity, to suffuse our lives with divine unity in all respects. The irony is that unity suffuses all the particulars. So there will be many details in this Aveda of Achas Sha'alti. In order to spell out those details, the Rebbe looks to the Avudraham, the Balaturim, and the Priyetz Chaim, and their various Roshei Tevis, their various acronyms for the month of El. First, the Rebbe quotes the Roshei Tevis from the Priyetz Chaim. The Priyetz Chaim is a sefer of Kabbalah, which takes the Kabbalah of the Arizal, as it was written down by his Talmud of Chaim Vital, and applies it to the various tefillas and the Mayadim of the year. There in Priyetz Chaim, Shara Shoshana, Perek Aleph, we learn that Elul is Rosh HaTevis, Ina liyodoi v'samti lecha. The context of the Pasuk is talking about the Ori Miklat. It says that if somebody had not intended to kill their fellow person, but Ina liyodoi, their hand was forced, they unintentionally killed the other person. So v'samti lecha mokei meshayon shama, Hashem will give that unintentional killer a place to run away to. So vengeful relatives won't be able to retaliate against the unintentional murderer. Chassidus explains that symbolically speaking, the Goyel Hadam, the person who is after you to kill you, is the Yetzer Hara. And the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge, which saves you from the Goyel Hadam, is the Torah. So, Ina liyode v'samti lecha, Rosh HaTevis Elul, means that one of the avodos of Elul is to immerse ourselves in the Torah, and by immersing ourselves in the Torah, we're able to save ourselves from the Yetzer Hara. As the Gemara famously says, in Poga b'cham, in Novel Zeh, if you've been attacked by this despicable one, by the Yetzer Hara, Mashcheyu lebeis ha-medrash, go to the Beis Medrash, and by engaging in Torah study, you'll free yourself from the Yetzer Hara. So that's Avoda 1 during Elul. That's the first way in which you express the Achas. It's through Limra Torah. The next Avoda is a famous Rosh HaTevis from the Vodraham, which says that Elul is Rosh HaTevis, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. The Rebbe explains that this Rosh HaTevis speaks to the passionate relationship which one can have with Hashem, and usually that passionate relationship is expressed in the context of tefillah. So Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li expresses the inyan of tefillah and the importance of tefillah and dedication to tefillah during the month of El. The third Rosh HaTevis for El that the Rebbe offers is from the Sefer Arugas HaBeisem, and that's quoting a pasuk in Megillas Esther, which says that Elul is an acronym for Ish Lirayehu Umatonas Lavyenim. The idea being that in Elul, we should also engage in many acts of Gemilas Chasadim. We should ramp up our Gemilas Chasadim. In addition, according to the Baal HaTurim, the Rebbe says that Elul is also an acronym for Umol Hashem Elekecha Es Levavcha V'es Levav Zarecha. Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, the heart of your children. The idea here being that just as there's an orlas habasar, just as there is a fleshy orla, and the idea of orla, Chazal explained, is from the word otum, which means a blocking up, a stoppage. Similarly, there's an orlas haliv. There's a thick layer covering the heart, a thick layer which doesn't allow us to feel, which doesn't allow us to connect. So in Elul, we engage in the avoda of tshuva. We engage in trying to extract yourselves from a place of apathy, to extract yourselves from a place of indifference, and to begin to feel. And that's the avodah of tshuva in avodah in Elul. So thus far, we've learned four acronyms for the month of Elul, four ways in which we can carry out this achas sha'alti, this connection with Hashem Echad, with allowing Hashem's oneness to suffuse all aspects of our lives. There's Elul Rosh HaTevis for Torah, Elul as a Rosh HaTevis for Tefillah, and Elul as a Rosh HaTevis for Tzedakah. The Rebbe explains that if we focus on these four avodos in the context of Elul, then we'll merit to yet another Rosh HaTevis, another acronym for Elul, which is, and this time the acronym goes backwards, but following the pasuk that we say in Az Yashir in Parshas Bishalach, Labaya Vayomru Leimar Ashira, Rosh HaTevis Elul. To Hashem, Lamed, Vayomru, they said, Vav, Leimar, recounting, Lamed, Ashira, I shall sing, Aleph, that's Elul. And that is speaking to redemption. We're thanking Hashem for redeeming us. In that context, it was redeeming us from the Egyptians. But the idea is that this is an eternal pasuk referring to redemption, which could be either a national redemption or a redemption from our own personal tzaris, from our own personal issues and our own personal challenges.